Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2016 draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. So, Mark, thanks for coming on. And I know it was a pretty busy time over the holidays with the World Juniors and everything else that's going on. So we got a good chance to look at one of the first players we're going to chat about. I know he's a guy that you've been pretty high on. For the most part, in Ole Yolevi, yeah, kid that you see a lot on a regular basis. And from your perspective, did the World Juniors drastically help his stock, or it was just another, you know, another reason to show that this kid deserved to be where he is, up on top of the rankings?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about this before. You can't just pick little 2-week segments to scout a kid, but obviously on the big stage, there's a lot of people that maybe had him down the ranks a little bit that are thinking differently now. Back in September, we ranked him 8th in our preseason rankings, really liked him when I had seen him prior to this season. And we have him 6th on our most recent list, which was December 1st. So we're actually next rankings are just a week away here. And I can't see it changing too much based on recent viewings. I'm actually going to go see him tonight to see Nima Leinen, but obviously I'll see the Knights as well. Really smart player. You know, this was all exposed in the World Juniors. His vision, just great vision out there. His head's always up. In that respect, you know, lucky enough to coach Alex Petrangelo when he was younger, and he really reminds me of Petro, the way his head was always up, and he's just scanning the ice and makes really smart plays. The skating's high-end. It allows him to create time and space for himself. And that kind of reminds me of Jordan Smoltz back today. That's kind of where it ends there, but Smoltz was really good creating time and space for himself, and Yolevi does that as well. Just fantastic production in the offensive zone. Great instincts for joining the rush. You know, he'll become that fourth attacker or an extra attacker. He reads the play so well. In his own zone, it could be a little bit better. If I had to pick, you know, the weaknesses in his game, that's kind of it. Sometimes he'll lose an assignment, but it's not really to the extent that, you know, it's sending off red flags or alarm bells for me. You know, you can teach him that D zone, but you can't teach that vision and the poise and the instincts he has.
Yeah, I like the patience that he has making that first pass, especially behind the net before he's going to go up the ice. He'll just wait you out, and that's really good. And he's got an active stick on D. He's always got a stick down, too. Like you're saying, he's always looking for that next play, whether it's offensive or not, but he does always have his stick down. And I like his angles. I do.
You know, he's an intriguing package overall, and, you know, certainly we don't make as big deal out of the World Juniors perhaps as others. You know, it's just another measuring stick, and you just add that to the collection of information on a player. But certainly this kid is intriguing, and I'm curious to see where he goes in the draft, and I wouldn't be shocked that he is, you know, around that 6th range where you guys have him. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. And as we move forward, and we talk about some draft-eligible kids. So, Mark, the next player we're going to talk about from your perspective and, you know, somebody that is really intriguing is Logan Stanley. I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, how he's developed over this season or whether you think his draft stock has improved.
Yeah, this is actually a really pleasant surprise for me. This kid, saw him back in his AAA days for his OHL draft year. And, you know, I wasn't as high on him as some others. And then I actually saw him in the Spitfires' main camp that August. He was starting his rookie year. He was kind of behind in all the skating drills. He looked winded out there constantly. So that didn't exactly, you know, give me the warm and fuzzies on him as he was about to start his OHL career. And then, I just saw him a few times. I didn't see the Spitfires that much in his rookie year because there wasn't a whole lot there for the draft last year. But, you know, wasn't crazy about his game. And so I didn't really even see him as a top 50-ish type of player coming into this year. And that's kind of all changed. He's so much more confident and poised with the puck. He's carrying the puck much more often and looking confident doing it, making some good decisions, making some smart, simple plays much more often than he did in my viewings prior to this season. His skating has absolutely come miles compared to, you know, the earlier times I talked about. He's obviously huge out there. He's 6'7". He's probably in the 220-ish range, if not more by now. the huge wingspan that goes along with that, and he used it. He's good with a stick. And a couple months ago, we moved him up into our top 30, late 30s, and pushing down around the top 25 range now. So, with, like I said, we'll see where he's going to be in about a week when we release our next rankings. But one of the most improved players in this draft, in my opinion.
I was going to say, I really like his one-timer. I actually liked his power play time. I think he's a pretty accurate passer. The funny thing is, too, it's like, I don't know who would want to, but, you know, when he's asked to, he will fight. I wouldn't fight him.
Well, you're a munchkin, so of course you're not going to want to fight that guy. Guy's a monstrosity.
Well, I think he's obviously more of a shutdown guy than an offensive defenseman, but I think one of the things that he's shown this year is just the ability to carry the puck a little bit. But, you know, the strength, he's just played some smart hockey this year. He's kept it a little more simple, moved pucks, made the right decision moving pucks, nothing too high risk. So, you know, there's a lot of time ahead of him before he's going to filter into what he's going to be. He's not, you know, really a power play stud, so I don't think he's going to ever come in that high end minutes, but more of a shutdown defender, and depending on how well he does that, will dictate his minutes once he makes the NHL.
Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show again, always providing great insight on some prospects, and we look forward to seeing you in about 10 days or so at the CHL Top Prospects game.
Yeah, we'll see you out there soon.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages.